Oh, bloody hell, we're off. Oh, what do you know? It's the Brian Giddins Show on Splooker. Spreaker. And the topics are as they were in the last episode. That is, got any stories about tramps? Tramp stories, TSs. Tell me about your childhood camps or hideaways. Could be make up a new Mr. Man. Mr. Woman. Tell me your favourite joke. And have you ever seen your neighbour naked? Or anyone in your town / village? As in through the bedroom window or bathroom window. You get the point. You get the message. You get the gist. that's it. Right, let's do a bit of... could you, if you like the show, take 1 minute out of your day and go to iTunes and rate the show and leave a review. If you like the show, go to iTunes, rate the show, leave a review. That would be superb. I want to be up in the top 10 of the podcasts, knocking around with Kermode and Mayo. If you don't like the show, stay the fuck away from iTunes. Oh dear, so that's that. That is that. So I found a new mole last night, discoloured. I found a new discoloured mole last night, which was disturbing. Just underneath my nan's armpit. I lifted her arm up, and there it was. She was asleep. It was fine, she had no idea. Do you know, it's the 12th mole I've found on my nan's body while she's been sleeping in the last 6 months. Mole hunt. Oh dear, that's a terrible start on that.
Father was a drinker, and his mother cried in bed. Folding John Wayne's t-shirts when the swing set hit his head. The neighbors, they adored him for his humor. Look underneath the house there, find the few living things rotting fast in their sleep. All the dead, 27 people, even more, they were boys with their cars, summer jobs. Oh my god.
It's Saturday night.
Yeah, but some of us are in wheelchairs and can't, like, get out, so we have to phone up phone boxes and
ask. Are you actually in a wheelchair, though?
Sorry?
Are you actually in a wheelchair, though?
I can be.
You can be? So why are you ringing phone boxes if you're not in a wheelchair on a Saturday night?
Well, you don't know if I am or if I'm not.
Well, you just said that you're not in a wheelchair.
Hello?
Hello?
Hiya.
Hiya.
How you diddling?
Not bad yourself.
Not too bad.
Good.
How's life?
So, you're really boring me, so I'm going to go. Goodbye.
Huh?
Oh, she's gone, Brian.
Don't blame her.
You need to be asking them what they've been up to, if they've been, like, getting having sex or something in the pubs and
Can you get another one? Can you get another one on the phone box?
What, right now?
Well, whenever, in the next minute.
Hang on. Trying to call it back now, but it's not
okay.
Good. Oh, okay, we can hold on. Whilst we're waiting for it to answer, did you know that Sussex Police, they've got a competition at the moment where you have to audition a two-minute interview, and if you're good enough, they want you to take part in a live 24-hour broadcast taking place in October. Hello, Dave Edwards.
David Edwards, are you listening? David Edwards.
He had an interview someone today.
Hello?
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 This is a phone box.
Yeah, I keep thinking about death. You?
Just how I'm going to get home later, really.
Do you ever think about death?
Not really.
No?
No.
How come?
Don't know. Just don't.
How old are you?
22.
22? You getting drunk tonight?
Huh?
You getting drunk tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wish I was you.
I gotta go.
Sure.
Bye.
See ya.
Anyway, back to the thing. I say it properly now, because your listeners will be interested in this. Sussex Police are doing a live 24-hour broadcast in October, and they want members of the public who live in Sussex to present it live, and you can audition to take part. You just have to record a two-minute interview. You just have to interview anyone on camera for 2 minutes, and the best people they will select, and then they get to host the live 24-hour broadcast. And, like, each person who's chosen will get to go to a different department. So Dave Edwards, if he entered, he could go out with the dog handlers for a few hours. Like, with, like, the, like, drug, with, like, the dogs who go sniffing for drugs.
Oh, my God. David Edwards, are you listening to this?
And Sussex Police, they haven't, they've been promoting it quite a lot. And I think it slipped under the radar. So it's going to be broadcast live on the internet in October. I think the closing date for entries is, like, the 15th of August. Just a two-minute interview he has to record with someone.
Right, well, if David Edwards is listening to this, could he please let me know, either call up, or if not, I'm going to send him a message after the show.
I mean, it just has to be done, doesn't it? David Edwards with the police.
David Edwards with some dog handlers? I think so.
Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, Skyworm?
Oh, yeah?
Could you do another one in about 10 minutes?
Yeah, I'll try in about 10 minutes.
Smashing.
Bye.
Great guy. Great guy. He's in the Caddick list. He's called Skyworm. Oh, I love that. So here we are. Who do I talk to? Hello?
Hiya, Brian. It's Connor.
Oh, Connor, you sound like you've got a bit of a sniffles.
Oh, no. Sore throat I've got, right?
Have you really?
Yeah, it feels like I've got a big spiky golf ball in my throat.
A big spiky golf ball?
Yeah, every time I swallow a breath, it just feels like it's grating, you know?
Could you say grating again?
Grating.
Grating.
Yeah.
Where are you?
I'm lying in my bed.
Sure.
I've got a joke for you, Bray.
Okay. I think David Edwards has come on board.
Hiya, Dave.
Hiya there. Sorry, I don't want to be muscling at all, but I'm just here in the background, Chunky Ford. How are you?
Chunky Ford. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I'm good. I've got a joke for you both. Are you all right for this?
Oh, please do. Please share the riches.
All right. Share the riches. Go on.
I used to have a dog with no legs. I called him Cigarette. Every night I used to take him out for a drag.
That's not bad, that's very good.
It's not bad.
I liked it anyway.
No, it's very. Did you write that yourself? Is
no.
that your own composition?
No.
Well, I think it's very good. I'll search on the bus.
I might claim it.
why not claim it? I haven't heard anyone else use it.
There's probably a reason for that.
No, not at all. Give yourself a slap on the back. That was very, it was well executed, well written, had a beginning, middle, and end. Very well put together. Very impressive.
All right, don't go bloody mad.
That's but as humour goes, I think it's top notch. Very good. No, I do go mad over it. I think it's very good. I think, you know, nicely conceived, nicely put together.
Thanks, Dave.
we're still talking about the joke, guys. David?
Yes, yeah.
Did you hear Skype Worm?
I certainly did. I will be looking at that on the internet. I think that could be, not being arrogant, but I think that could be a great platform for me, not just getting on the internet, but helping the community.
Internet. Sorry, you got stuck then. Skyworm's put a little link in the chatting box.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. About being on the internet TV show with the police handling dogs.
Yeah.
I think that's a great opportunity for me.
What do you think, Connor? Do you think David would be good at the interview? And get, I don't even know what it is, to be honest, but do you think he'll be good at whatever Skyworm's going on about?
Yeah, sure. But what does it entail, though? Is it just talking to the police? Hang on, Roy's tried to phone me. Let's see if I can...
David?
I think the idea I get... Oh, yes.
No, go on, carry on.
Hello? I think the idea I get is what I'm hoping is... I get to interview the community, also give people a tour of the police station, and at the same time, as well as asking questions to the police, you know, sharing my thoughts on how we can be forward-thinking about the community and fix broken Britain and all that type of thing. I think it'd be a great platform for me.
How many viewers do you think you'll get?
With me and the police service together, we could bring in a cool, you know, OAPs are very much into crime. It's very popular with crime watching things in that vein. And I think we could be looking at, you know, three numbers, like 300, 400, something like that.
That's David, why I feel I'd love to see you in a police uniform.
Well, I mean, you know, I would be very much up for wearing one. I do like uniforms. I feel they give you a certain authority, and I think the viewers would relate to that. I'm very excited about this. I will be doing a 2-minute interview tomorrow. I don't know who. It might be the manager of the local co-op or my grandmother, but it will be taking place, and I'll be sending that off ASAP. Vital.
David, I'd like you to handcuff me and teach me a lesson.
Well, that's the sort of thing we could do. Do you know what I mean? We could do reenactments like that. You know, do a competition, come in. You know, not mace in the face, nothing too sort of horrific, but certainly handcuffs, showing OAPs how to put someone in a headlock, that type of thing, you know, how to, you know, protect your physical boundaries in society.
Has Roy just joined the call? Because I heard his laugh and I shit myself.
Yeah, I have. Oh,
thank God for that, I was looking wrong.
How are you, Roy?
David, I was just wondering how you would deal with 3 or 4 yobbos that have got you trapped in corner, calling you every name under the sun. How would you be use your polite way to get out of that? Because you're so polite.
I think I would try and fight them, not with my fist, but with logic, and make them realise that you know, they might leave me with physical bruises, but that's not going to be the solution to the psychological bruises that they have within them. And I'd immediately say to them, listen, you can batter me to death. Sorry?
Why don't we act it out? See how we react.
Act out?
Yeah, if we act out the scenario, if me and Roy give you a ton of abuse, see how you deal with it.
Absolutely, go for it. Not learn to role play mode. That's the only way to actually find a solution.
Oh,
we
yeah.
In, so we want...
Shut it. You're nothing, man.
You fucking, wait, nothing, you fucking dick. You dickhead.
Yeah,
come
Edward.
On, Brian, help us out.
Chaps. Twat. Chaps. You know, normal. Words will, act, will
fucking bring it
attack
on.
My self-esteem.
Who the fuck do you think you are? Come on.
Well, can I just ask, where are those nasty words coming from? They're coming from a deep down anger. Who's put that anger there in the first place?
Oh, fuck Mom, you. You obnoxious
Dad?
Prick.
Edwards,
now,
walk
think
down
about
this
that.
Edwards, shut your gob and walk down this alley. Let me show you what a real man is.
Oh, I'm walking away. I don't like this.
He's a dick. Yeah, he's
what
a
you're hinting to,
my sorry, Dave.
That
sorry,
is
Dave.
Illegal. Oh, that's all right. That's okay. It's not a problem. We are having interaction. Do you know what I mean? I think the thing is, what you need to do is, when they fire the blade at you, turn it around and say what they're saying to you. You know, what you're talking about is forcing oral sex. What you're talking about is, you know, male rape. And they start realizing and visualizing what they're actually asking me to do. And they think, dear God, Mr. Edwards, let me help you up, shake you by the hand, and help you onto the... Actually,
no,
describe...
No, no, no. David, if you did that at where I live, there'd be an A&E waiting for you.
Well, this is true, it's got to be said, but you've got to try and meet them with some kind of logic. I mean, what would happen if you found... What's that?
I tell you what would happen, David. You'd be pulling a police dog out your backside.
Why would I be pulling it out of my backside? Is that a metaphor for bestiality?
Yeah, they would have shoved it that far up that you'd had the dog breath.
Well, believe me, at that point, I wouldn't be worried about me. I'd be worried about the dog, and I'd hope the RSPCA would get involved ASAP. Okay, and also, thank God there's CCTV cameras around, and whatever they do with the dog, and however they try and enter into my orifice, it'll be caught on film. It'll be caught.
That won't bother us Northerners. It'll just be on YouTube next week, mate.
YouTube.
Right. YouTube has become a frightening place, and that would be called cyberbullying. Both me and the dog would be victims on this urban crime that's taking place. And, you know, I'm a person, I can talk for myself, but, you know, the Yorkshire Terrier, or, dear God, even a Labrador, even bigger... leave them out of the picture.
I'd love to dog rape you, I would.
Sorry. Roy, I think the role play's finished, mate.
Well, no, it's not finished. I'm telling him how it'd be up here for him.
I don't know.
Well, that's frightening stuff, isn't it, Roy?
David, I can offer you some reinsurance, mate. I'll come out with you. You'll be sound as a pan.
Would you look after my back, Roy, if I was down north?
Yeah, I'd watch your back, mate. No problem.
Guys?
There you go. Oh, yes?
Do you think Connor and Roy could abuse you again, David, as if they've trapped you down an alleyway, and you deal with it in the best way you can, and then we'll fade into a song, yes?
All right.
Absolutely. Problem.
Okay, so you're walking down an alley. David Edwards is walking towards you. You're going to give him hell. Here we go.
Connor!
Edwards,
is that Edwards
prick.
Guy?
That Sussex police thing is mine. Edwards.
Come on, chap.
Spot, you prick.
Connor, hold him down.
I'm doing the fucking police gig.
Calm down, boys. Calm volume down.
Fucking come here.
Connor, hold him down while I run this.
That gig is my... Fuck up a minute, Roy.
Words
like
that are
going to
get you nowhere.
That's my fucking gig.
Come on, let's put your verbal bullets aside.
David, that is my fucking gig. Who the fuck do you think you are?
Hello, Brian, are you there?
Brian? You're all right, David.
Oh, yes, good grief, yes. That was healthy banter with a group of men.
Okay, well, I just wanted to make sure everything
nothing
was all
wrong
right.
With that.
Basically, I left you down a dark alley with two nasty individuals, and I just want to make sure everything is all right in the David Edwards camp.
Oh, everything is more than all right in the David Edwards camp. We are having a lovely interaction.
David, so are you all set for Wednesday?
Oh, I think I've got a feedback here. There we go, it's gone. I am totally set for Wednesday, absolutely 100%.
Would you like to tell the listeners on Spreaker and the podcast listeners what's happening on Wednesday?
Wednesday, your good self is hitting the stage in the centre of London, and I'm going to be coming along to give you some gentle support in the background to see a hero, my comedy hero, go on to higher, bigger things. Basically, saluting as the firework orbits into the sky.
Wow. Well, basically, you're going to be the security guard, yes?
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. Counting the hours until Wednesday comes around. It'll be a lot of fun.
Wednesday comes around. David, could you pretend to be a security guard now, just before I put the music on again? Maybe a little security guard monologue.
Absolutely.
Here we go. This is David Edwards improvising, pretending to be a security guard.
Hello, I am the Spreaker.com security guard. I will be looking and observing what everyone's doing via your webcams. Don't check them now. They're already being operated and monitored by myself. And I just hope that everyone is sitting with their hands on their desks, just focusing on their laptops. They have no hot water or hot tea near their laptops or motherboards. I hope everyone's got their clothing on. I'm not just talking about Y-fronts and the one sock. I mean two socks, Y-fronts, trousers and a shirt. Everyone's respectable in their own home in front of their own laptop. And they only have one window open, not several, you know, pornography on there and, you know, a picture of a Nuts magazine model over there. Just the one Spreaker.com window open, interacting and listening to Brian Gittins, because only then can you fully appreciate the show. All right. Dave Edwards, Spreaker.com security guard, ensuring that you may be alone in your actual bedroom, attic, lounge, but you're using the IT equipment professionally, in a mature manner, in a manner which will get full appreciation of what's taking place. Spreaker.com security guard, over and out. Just make sure you fulfill those rules, please. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Good night, David.
Au revoir, sir. Take care. Au revoir.
I mean, a GEM, a gem. An absolute effing Spreaker gem. Simple as that. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Brian Kitten Show on Spreaker.com. If you want to get in touch, you can Skype me at Brian Gittins. If you've got Skype, then download it. It's not hard, is it? Go onto the internet and get bloody Skype. It's simple. Good evening.
Hiya, Brian. I'd like to take this opportunity and this platform to formally apologise to David Edwards.
Did you start feeling a little guilty?
Good God, did I? I mean, he's such a nice man.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was so into the role play, as was Roy. I think it got a little out of hand. And you know that's not me, Brian. I'm not the bad guy on Spreaker, am I?
No.
And I truly felt like it after that call, so...
Connor, you've been listening to the show for quite some time, yes?
About 3 years now.
What does David Edwards mean to you?
David Edwards, to me, epitomises the golden caller to the show. He doesn't call up every 5 minutes. No. He doesn't, you know, show up at our door unwanted. He's there every few weeks with a nice anecdote, a nice compliment for the show. He's never bitter. He's never, you know, contradictory or, you know, giving bad comments. He's just always full of light.
Yeah. I like to call him a shaft of sunlight.
He is a beaming shaft.
Hang on, Connor, I've got to talk to some pisshead in a phone box. Speak to you soon.
Ben D.
Hello?
Ben D.
Hello?
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 I think he's gone, Brian. You're too slow.
Can you get another one?
He'd been in Wetherspoons having some MD. What's MD?
MD?
Having some MD.
Here we go. Exciting.
10 minutes it took this one to answer.
For those of you listening, this is a public phone box. Person you might be able to hear occasionally is the Skype worm.
Going, beds and not due to any other.
Come on. Where is this phone box?
It is outside Wetherspoon.
What, in Burgess Hill?
Yeah.
Amazing.
I mean, it's genius to have a... And the door is missing. There is supposed to be a door on it, but there's not a door.
There's a door missing on the phone box in Burgess Hill. That's what we're calling. Come on.
People in your chatting box are calling out a fun box.
They're calling a fan box. It's a public fun box. This is the Skype Worm's fun box.
Not that fun. I was excited when Dave Evans said he's going to interview the manager of the local club.
Well, I'm getting feedback.
I don't know why. Anyway, if no one's going to ask, I'll get back to you.
Feedback. Get another one. Gone. Damn you. Damn it, John. Damn it, Peter. Damn it, that was a Skype worm, guys. So this is Brian Gittins on... here we go. Hello?
All right, Brian, just I know Connor phoned in, so I'd just like to...
I can't hear you, mate. Hang on, I'm going to have to turn you up. Hang on.
Ooh, turn me on, don't turn me up.
Keep talking.
Turn me on. Turn me on, Brian.
Keep talking.
Have you got me?
Yeah.
Like Connor was saying, he wanted to apologise, David. I'd like to apologise to Dave Woodwards, but I'm a cunt from up north, so I probably won't, will I?
You're not like Roy. You're a teddy bear underneath it all.
Yeah, I am, Brian. I am. All right, David Edwards. I like David Edwards. I don't know him. I don't really know him that well. Shut that down a bit. My lad's on the other one. He's on Skype, somebody. So what have you been up to, Brian? How good?
What?
What have you been up to? How good, besides dressing up in tramps overalls?
Not tramps overalls, they're my new clothes.
What, them dungarees?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to do some painting.
No, not at all. It's my new stage outfit.
Oh, you've got a yellow stain behind your head as well.
No, it's a bloody light.
Oh, right. So that's what you're going on stage in?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
What, a dungaree? You look like a reject from Dex's Midnight Runners.
Well, what do you look like?
I look like a DJ reject from Right Said Fred.
Yeah, you do. why don't you sing I'm Too Sexy for Spreaker, Roy?
I'm too sexy for Spreaker, too sexy for Brian Gittins, too sexy for Brian Gittins, and Brian Gittins likes my pussy.
Good night. Is his son by his side as he sings I'm too sexy for Brian Gittins like my pussy? What is he talking about? Oh my god. Oh, whoa.
I'm so sorry. I don't want anything. Sorry.
Hello?
He was French and he said, I'm sorry, I don't want anything.
Oh, for God's sake. Come on, Chapper. Skype Worm.
Oh,
this is so frustrating.
I know.
Here we go.
What's a Frenchman doing in Birdfield? Well, yeah, the most uncultured place ever. Apart from Hayward Heath.
I want to talk to someone in the fun box.
French person be walking through Birdfield. Hello? Is that a fire-keeping dragon?
I can't hear anything.
I think it's a fire-eating dragon, guys. Hello? It's some sort of joker.
Is it a fire-eating dragon?
Bizarre.
Try it one more time.
Wow, someone had actually answered it because it's now saying busy.
Well, it's a fire-eating dragon, mate.
Yeah, we get all sorts. Rude, Aaron Thomas, if you want slick radio, move on.
Well, who does want slick radio? Who wants slick radio? I was listening to slick radio today. Radio 1 did my King Nut in. If you want slick radio, you move on, mate. It's a fire-eating dragon again.
It's like the phone's gone mash-up.
Do you reckon you could call us back, Skyworm?
Sorry?
Could you find someone else and call us back?
I can do, yes. Because, you know, you're upsetting the listeners now. They want slickness.
I couldn't give a toss about it. In fact, this is for the listeners.
Bye.
Okay, so finish this song and then get on with it. Second Brian Gittins show on Spreaker.com. Thanks for getting involved. Thanks for your patience. So on and so forth. Yeah, great stuff. Penny, can I ring Brian? Yeah, you can ring. I've got 5 minutes, so plenty of time to chatter. Oh dear. Come on, guys. 5 minutes left. I can't be arsed. Boring, isn't it? No one calls in. Boring. Thank you. Looks like we're going to end on a low. Looks like we're going to end on a low. Much like our own lives. Got a shocking, shocking time coming up. All our lives end on a low. So, best get used to it.
Anyway,
you all right?
Yes, thank you. Been enjoying the shows.
Where are you?
I'm at home.
Yeah.
Yep. Just been listening to the last show, this show.
Good. What was the last thing you ate?
Chocolate buttons.
Chocolate buttons.
Yeah, I had a packet of giant-sized chocolate buttons.
Did you really?
Yeah. I feel a bit sick now.
Do you?
Yeah. Shouldn't have ate them all.
When did you buy the chocolate buttons?
This afternoon.
What, you just...
I was in the supermarket, saw a big bag of giant-sized chocolate buttons, and I couldn't resist it.
No.
I've not had chocolate buttons for years, and once I started, it was like a drug. I just had to eat them all.
How many do you think you got in a pack?
I don't know. And, hang on.
Hundred and fifty-five grams. Yeah. How much does one button weigh?
Oh, I've got no idea.
Well, you never googled it.
Well, I suppose if there was 155 buttons, there'd be. How does that work out? Anyway, one gram each.
So yeah, you've just eaten 155 buttons tonight, have you?
Yeah, and I feel sick. Well, mixed with gin. It's,
gin.
Yeah, gin and tonic.
And gin all and tonic. So you're on your own tonight. You've had a bit of gin and tonic, some chocolate buttons.
Yeah.
What a shocking Saturday night.
I won't be writing home about it, will I?
No.
Never mind. There's only so many Saturday knives in your life, isn't there? So...
There aren't many left, are there? What was there, 50-odd in a year? How old are you?
Well, too old. Too old to start thinking about things like that.
How old are you?
49,
so 50. Say you've got 20 years left. 20 times 50 is... You've got 1,000 Saturday nights left, mate.
Yeah, I think I'd better not spend too many with gin and buttons.
Good night.
Night, Brian.
Oh, dear.